Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Javen. Javen, how are you?
Doing good, man. So glad to be here with you, sir.
Hey, it is a pleasure.
Thank you.
Javen, you've done several things. Before we get into your project, tell us a little bit about your acting career.
Acting career. Well, you know, starting off as a worship leader, you know, down in Tampa, Florida with Paula White and the Without Walls Church, I kind of did a big career jump. And, you know, when I left the church, and I also left Tampa and I moved to Los Angeles, California. And when I did that, I began to get opportunities to do some films and commercials and whatnot. And so we ended up doing the film, the Esther film, One Night with the King. And also had Omar Sharif, Peter O'Toole, all the great actors were in that. And then I did The Preacher's Kid, which is a film that starred LaToya Luckett. That's the girl from Destiny's Child, R&B singer Tank, a whole lot of a great cast there. And then I did the film Abandoned. That was Brittany Murphy's last film, the actress before she died. And then there's several other films, independent films and stuff that I've done. But, you know, God just opened, you know, just some miraculous doors in the areas of on the theatrical side, you know, after doing a lot of music. So just excited about it.
Now you're on a new label. You're with Ty Scott.
Right.
Okay, this is your first project, yeah. Worship in the Now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the single, okay? Co-written by you and also by another famous gentleman, one of the twins.
That's right. Jonathan Nelson.
Okay. That's right. How did you and Jay Nelson hook up?
Well, Jonathan is one of the producers on the project. The CD is called Worship in the Now Live Project. And when we were putting the songs together for this CD, we got down to the end, and the night before we were closing out kind of on all the songs for the album, you know, God dropped in my spirit this song, Worshiper in Me. And I, you know, came the next morning and said, Jonathan, man, we got one more song we got to do for the album. And he said, what song is that? And I said, it's called Worshiper in Me. And so we sat down and about, I would say probably about 5-8 minutes, we wrote the whole song right there on the spot. So we knew it was God, number one. Also, when we got to the vamp of the song, Freely I Give You All of Me, we knew then, man, this song is a hit. This song is for this now generation. It's for this now time of worshipers. And what the song basically is about, you know, God dropped in my spirit about just the concept of how we always tap into, you know, the fighter in us. We know there's a fighter in us, a prayer warrior in us, a praiser in us. But sometimes we forget about the worshiper in us. And worship is one of the most powerful weapons that really can rescue us from a lot of things. But I think a lot of times even believers forget to tap into that, because worship means to be open. It means to sacrifice, and it means to submit. And so that's what we've been doing ever since we recorded the project, is getting this nation, getting America worshiping, getting people worshiping, because we know that when we worship, it opens the doorways for God to come in. And if God comes in, things got to change.
Javen, would you consider yourself a crooner? Because I like your music. You know, when you lay those ballads down, man,
right.
You rock them.
Well, you know, I don't know if you could use the term croon in gospel. You're going to get me kicked out of the church. I would say this, that my tone is that of more of it is a smooth tone. I'm not one of a riffer, so to speak. Mine is more about just the smoothness of delivering that melody and delivering a tone that exemplifies the passion that I feel for that song. So if that puts me in the crooning category, then that's where we fall. Amen. And let me put amen on the end of that so it sounds...
I'm getting Javen in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, let's talk about where do you want this project to take you? You've done several other projects. This one, I think I see a lot of growth in Javen. Where do you want it to take you?
Well, you know, with this particular project, this project was inspired by Israel Houghton. Israel heard, you know, I've been in the music biz. A lot of people don't know, especially because of this album putting me more on the gospel side. But I've been in the music industry well over 10 years. But I've just been doing a lot of on the Christian side, and then from there going more into the independent route. And it's been people like Israel that have seen me on the road and in passing. He said, "Man, you got to give these people a live project. You got to do something live so they can experience you and that whole worship experience. And so it's been a great experience for me to take it all the way back to the church, you know, writing the writing all these songs are original, you know, original material that we wrote for the church, for praise teams, for conferences, and just for people that are looking for that opportunity to worship God. And as I've done this project and as I've taken it back to the church and put a mic in front of it, it has really taught me really the importance of what it means to lead God's people in worship. And I know that this has not only, it's funny you would ask that question, because Worship in the Now, when we did it, immediately it started a movement, because we did Worship in the Now, the conference. We did one in Tampa. We did one in San Diego. We did one in Atlanta. We started a Worship in the Now Bible study, which we do twice a month. I fly from L.A. down to South Florida, and in the TBN studios down there, I teach, and we lead in worship, and we're seeing the power of God fall there. We started a Worship in the Now prayer line that we do twice a month, and I'm just telling you, man, just God is just doing so many things that has been birthed just from this, going back to the church and leading people in worship. So I know it's something big for me. I know it's something that's, you know, it's the lane that I'm supposed to be in.
I can see this project blowing up.
Yeah.
I can see your single being big.
Thank you.
Will this change your perception of the industry?